Welcome everybody to our worship for Easter Sunday. We come to focus on the great truth of the Christian faith. Christ is risen from the dead. However you come today, I hope you will be able to take part in what we do. We're going to start by speaking out the truth. If I start off by saying, "The Lord is risen," will you please reply, "He is risen indeed. Hallelujah." We'll do that a couple of times. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. It is fitting that the heavens should rejoice, and that the earth should be glad, and that the whole world, visible and invisible, should keep this feast. For Christ is risen, the everlasting joy. Now all things are filled with light. Heaven and earth and all places under the earth, all creation celebrates the resurrection of Christ. We sing our first song today that takes us through the story of what happened. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God.
My Savior, oh, So, if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ rules. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up. Be alert to what's going on around Christ, because that's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life,
ta-da!
Even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too. The real you. The glorious you.
Ta-da!
There's so many great ways that we can celebrate the resurrection of Jesus today. And thank you to everybody who sent me artwork during the last week. I really do love to receive it and to show it. Now, I know there are one or two artists who haven't sent me anything in the church yet, so I'd love to get something from you. But let's see what we've got this week. Here we have a picture of Jesus carrying his cross. Just take a look at that at the moment, see what it says to you. And this one is something that a family in our church made on Palm Sunday, putting all the hands on their display. And one thing you could do with something like this is draw around your hand, cut it out, and then each time you do that, write down one of the prayers that you're praying. Maybe write down somebody that you want to pray for. And it can really help to concentrate your prayers, save the mind from wandering. Here's a great Easter message. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And see where the light is coming from. And here's a nice bit of creativity using a palm cross from last year. And the great message, Jesus is alive. That's what we're celebrating today. And we have the rainbow with the heart. To remember that behind everything that's going on at the moment, we are loved. The cross and the resurrection came from God's love for us. And here's an Easter garden, and I like this so much that I asked the person who made it to tell us about it.
Good morning. This morning I'm going to show you in a few moments my Easter garden that I have made earlier this week. I've made my Easter garden out of a shoebox, or I've put my Easter garden into a shoebox. Went outside, collected some soil with some stones and some flowers off the bush. I found a large stone and I found a small plastic tub for my tomb. I went and got some sticks. All these sticks were of different sizes. Some sticks had knobbles on them, some were longer than others, some had splinters on them. These sticks weren't smooth, they were imperfect, which reminded me that our lives are imperfect. On this Easter Sunday, maybe we can reflect on this Easter garden and just think what Jesus did for us on this resurrection day. Going to point now to some of the things that I found in my garden. So we have my flowers from our bush in the garden, my stones which I gathered for the gravel path, my tomb, my big stone in front of the tomb which was rolled away, and my three crosses. And as we know, Jesus was on this cross in the middle. Along the bottom here, I'm not sure whether you'll be able to see this. I've written, He is risen. And that's what we're celebrating today. I just wish you all a very happy Easter and keep safe. Thank you for listening.
Wow, what a great way of telling the Easter story. Go on, if you fancy it, have a go at making something like that. Anything that you want to do that's creative to celebrate what we are proclaiming today. And please do send me a picture of it afterwards. We're going to pray now, and we're going to use the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. So let's say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we celebrate in song the greatest day in history, that happy day. The greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive.
Wash my sin away, oh.
a few notices today. We have been posting videos online throughout the last week, just 5-minute talks. If you'd like to have a look at them, please do. What we're now offering is a Bible study on Mark's Gospel. Every day, if you sign up for this, you will get a short reading, a few thoughts, a couple of questions, and the idea is that you send back your answers and then I send you the next set. If you'd like to start that, give it a try, please let me know. Please do keep in touch with us in every way. It's been great to get pictures this week. Thank you for sending them. If you want to send any thoughts, prayers, poems, whatever it is you'd like to send in, then please do that. We're not taking an online offering, but we are very grateful to everybody who's giving to the church at the moment. If you are able to give, the best way at the moment is by bank transfer. Please ask for details if you don't know how to do that. If you normally give by offering envelopes, then please hold on to them. Please put the money in if you're able to and hold it. We'll work out a way to collect it at some point. There are lots of opportunities online to learn more about our faith. Can I just mention that Spring Harvest has had to cancel their conferences for this week, but starting tomorrow, they're putting loads of material online, worship, teaching, seminars, things for children and young people. So please do have a look at Spring Harvest Home if you are interested in any of that. We're going to pray together. And first of all, a prayer written by a member of our church family. Please, God, help everyone who is going through this horrible virus. Please help the relatives of those who have died. Show them your love and hug them in their time of need. I ask in your Son's holy name. Amen. And a prayer that was sent to me by one of our church members comes from an organization called CBM. Risen Lord, your death and resurrection remind us that even in the darkest of times, a light shines. Help us to know that even through times of difficulty and despair, you never leave our side. Risen Lord, thank you for the hope you gave to all humanity on the first Easter Sunday when you rose. Enable us to pass on your hope, your peace and your love to those most in need this Easter. And some prayers from an organisation called CARE, 10 quick prayers for people affected by the virus. Almighty God, you alone are our hope, our strength and our shield. Please move in power to rescue many people from the fearful effects of this global disaster. Sovereign Lord, we intercede for people with special needs. Please comfort, guard and guide them and strengthen and protect the doctors, nurses, family and carers looking after them. God of mercy, may an effective vaccine against COVID-19 be quickly developed. Please enable pharmaceutical companies to provide enough of this and other vital medicine. Father, please strengthen church leaders as they organise care for their congregations, reach out to local communities and facilitate remote communal worship and prayer. Father, we intercede for particular households and communities badly hit by the virus. Please strengthen people as they battle through and bring them to a place of safety. Gracious God, grant insight and compassion to staff and those responsible in our NHS for making decisions to maximise staff resources, create bed spaces and deploy life-saving equipment. Lord, please grant peace to all who feel lonely and fearful. Provide for people who live alone, those with no job or sufficient income, and families needing support. Please fill your people with your spirit of power and love to be worthy ambassadors of the kingdom, faithful in prayer, speaking truth and loving those who are in need. Lord, we cry to you about the global impact of financial markets, national economies and businesses, resulting in closures, job losses and other hardships. Lord, grant wisdom, integrity and courage to governments worldwide as they announce and enact difficult measures that will seriously disrupt people's lives. Amen. and we read from God's word in the Bible, from John's Gospel, chapter 20.
Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one who Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going towards the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. Thanks be to God for his word.
It's early on the first day of the week. That's Sunday, by the way. On the first day of the first week, God had said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And now on the first day of this new week, the first week of God's new creation, God once again says, "Let there be light." And that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness is never able to put it out. And God invites us on this day to be his children. That's what Jesus said was the message to his friends, that his God and Father is our God and Father. He welcomes us into his family. Today the tomb is empty, or to be more precise, it's not quite empty. The body has gone, but the cloth that Jesus' body and Jesus' head was wrapped in is still lying there. He hasn't come back to life to die again. He has been raised to a new life, resurrection life, which cannot end, and which God speaks to us today. God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. That's the message for us today. Today we can place our faith in Jesus. Whether you do that for the first time or the 100th or the 1,000th time today, that is what we can do. And John tells us in the Bible reading about two people rushing to a tomb. One of them is Peter, the very well-known disciple of Jesus. The other one is called the beloved disciple. We don't know for sure who he was, but the author of this gospel wants us to know that the stories that he tells comes from this person who was there at the Last Supper, who was there at the crucifixion, who was there at the resurrection, and who lived a long life in which he was able to tell the stories about Jesus. We are not taking this on second-hand evidence today. We believe from the evidence that was given from those who first saw. So today, I invite you to put your faith in Jesus. We're going to say a prayer, and if you've never committed yourself to Christ before, you might like to pray this prayer along with us today. Please do.
And there is a prayer what I would like you to join in with me if you feel that you are ready to confess and ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. So please pray this prayer along with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins and I ask for your forgiveness and turn to you. I believe you died on the cross for me and that you was raised from the dead by the Heavenly Father. I ask you to come into my heart and be Lord of my life. Thank you for my salvation. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Amen. Welcome to the Kingdom of God. God bless.
And now we sing the great hymn, Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son, Endless is the Victory Over Death You Won. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Thank you for being part of our service today. And we have other videos that we've been posting on the Facebook page during the week. If you haven't seen them yet, please do have a look.